Good morning. Wednesday, October 5th, 2016, 10:27 in the a.m. 50 odd degrees, mostly clear. There's some high clouds off to south. There's some heavier clouds building in over the mountains and some others that are drifting away off to the east. It's a gorgeous morning, fall day. Trees are changing. A lot of leaves are falling. Little splashes of color where you're not used to seeing them. It's quite lovely. It's quite a beautiful morning. I'm a little bit later this morning because I get going on writing. I did 300-400 words this morning before I even had my second cup of coffee. I spent the last 2 days working on fire. To fire called. Mostly what I did was I went back to the beginning and started reading to figure out where the story was, where I left off. Because I could go back and read the start of the chapter, but it was like, there's no momentum, there's no flow, so I went back another chapter and it didn't help. So I said bag it and went back to the beginning and started reading. That's pretty good. I'm pleased with the way it's coming. I know I've said that before, but now I actually know what it says, so I'm a little more confident in my pronunciations. The other day, apparently, I talked about points of view and limitations on first-person point of view. And the Ishmael Wong stories. Chris Moody asked if I would consider going back through and doing Captain Share, for example, from various perspectives and rewriting the story from those perspectives. And my answer was no. And it's really simple. The reason is very simple. There's only one Captain Share in that book. So if I were to rewrite it from somebody else's point of view, that would have to be a different book. Not just a rephrasing of Captain's Share with a different frame on it, but a completely different book. Even if the same things happened, it wouldn't be Captain's Share. It would be something else. And my gut instinct is I'm much better off writing news stories than I am reframing old stories. And no, that doesn't give you permission to go back and do it. I'm still convinced fan fiction has really no purpose. If you're good enough to do fan fiction well, then you're good enough to write something of your own. And if you're not, why would you do that? Why would you do that to a story that you like? I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't get Kindle Worlds. I don't understand it at all. But I don't really need to, because that's not a market I participate in. Oh, speaking of markets, today Amazon announced a new program. Prime Readers. In the past, you could borrow from Amazon if you were a member of Amazon Prime and paid the whatever it is, $99 a year or something. Then you got access to the Kindle Online Library. Kindle Online Lending Library or something. I don't know. Anyway, you're able to borrow a book a month for free, which was sort of... There's not like me who reads 3 books a week. That's sort of like, oh, here, in exchange for your $100 a year, let us give you one potato chip a month. Enjoy. Tell your friends. Yeah, right. This is so lame. Anyway, they announced Amazon Prime. There's a certain amount of teeth gnashing over the fact that if you were one of the 1,000 books invited, And now your book gets a little extra attention. But look through it. The books that they selected were already the bestsellers. They were already taking up most of the first page on any given category. The Paper Magician, Frequency, all books that have had very good runs, still very well thought of, but the reality is that Amazon is exposing these books to people who've already read them. It's sort of like going to the library, taking the science fiction shelf down and putting it on the front table saying, look at all of these science fiction. Yeah. Okay, great, yeah. But if you're a library patron and you read science fiction, chances are pretty good you already know those titles. You already know which ones they are. That's especially true if the library goes through and selects the ones that have circulated the most. Those are the books that are the most well-known. So you're going to make them available as a Cracker Jack box prize? I don't get it. I really don't understand it. I'm not sure where they're going with this. Yeah, some of these books might have a resurgence. Some of them might get a little bit of extra life. None of the books that I saw in the science fiction and fantasy ribbon, which was, I think, about 16, it might have been 20. None of them that I saw were books that I am interested in reading. Some of them I have sampled and rejected. Some of them I have, it's like, you know, I'm not really interested in more explosions. It's not that they're not wonderful books, it's not that they're not great stories, it's not that there's not a market for them, it's not that there's not readers who will enjoy them, but I'm not one of them. Maybe next month or the next quarter, because apparently these 1,000 books will be on display for 90 days. Maybe next quarter I'll be invited. I don't know what good it'll do. It's like this big indie, driven by indie promotion that they got going this month with 3,700 and something indie titles. And by indie titles, they mean published by indie presses, not indie authors. So a lot of them are things like Rosetta Books titles, which is a digital-only publisher. Titles like I Am Legend and Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. Yeah, when I think of indie, that's what I think of, is Covey and Matheson. Not exactly terribly useful. I did see a little tiny bump up in sales and page reads on the second. It fell back off again by the third, the fourth, and I haven't seen. Of course, today is the fifth, so it's not really useful. I'm in the camp of, yeah, whatever. I'm not one of the people who think, oh, Amazon's changed something. They're coming for indies. Maybe. I think what they're trying to do is figure out what they're going to do with their subscription service, frankly, because I suspect it's costing them more than they're earning with it. There are reputedly more Prime members than non-Prime members. I suspect it's because there are people who are becoming Prime because they ship a lot. Monk post. And Amazon would like to have more Prime members who frequently get caught, like I do, with ordering something only to find out that it's not eligible for Prime shipping. These little details. I'm only a Prime member because my wife joined, because she ships tons of stuff. And almost all of it is covered by Prime, and she usually gets it in 2 days. Even got one Sunday delivery through the post office. Okay, that's weird. A Mustang, an old 60-something Mustang. Orange, black convertible top. When I saw it when I first started walking, it was coming down the other way. It was one that was really, really close to like it, really similar to it, except the one I saw had a white hard top. It was one of those textured leather covers, which might have been a removable top, maybe, to protect the convertible. I don't know. It just struck me as odd. Either I misremembered that it really did not have a white top on it. It really was a convertible all along, and I've misremembered. It's a separate car. Just happens to have the same paint job. And it's the same year. Or has a removable hardtop, which, if I remember correctly, actually was a thing once upon a time. Very odd. Anyway, the odd things I think about while I'm walking along. See, today's Wednesday, so there was a review this morning. What was it? The Matryoshka Blues, Sean Harper. Sean is a cool guy. I met him, I think I mentioned this before, I met him on the Colorado Gold Conference. He was the second runner-up in the simile contest that had something to do with chimpanzees' fuzzy kumquats without the pleasing aftertaste, which I still find monstrously funny. And much funnier than the guy who actually won, actually. But it's, yeah. It's all in the eye of the judges, who really aren't concerned with what I think, so it doesn't matter. He won, just for reference, he won a skeleton of a raven called Nevermore, which is quite appropriate. Anyway, I met Sean at there. He seemed like a really nice guy. And as I am wont to do, when I find interesting people, I kind of look up their books to see, are they really interesting, or are they just talking a good story. No, but it's really, it's pretty good. It's a pretty decent story. I liked it a lot. I bought it, I read it, I reviewed it. Just because. Okay, this could be confusing. They're running cable under the road here. Apparently, there's a guy in a hole in a ditch on the other side. Looks like there might be a guy in a hole in a ditch on this side. There's lots of yellow vests, orange hats, traffic signs, traffic cones, construction vehicles. See if I can get through here without getting in the way. Or getting run over, which would be the other. The other potential hazard here. Holy fay. So, yeah. Anyway. Well, in the age of the Tsars here. So, yeah, I think that was the book that I... And some people were having trouble getting the file that I linked. File not found. I'm not exactly sure why, because when I clicked it, it opened up fine. Even after I logged out and clicked it, it showed up fine. I'm not exactly sure. Some sort of weird cache issue, probably. When I opened up the website without the link in it, it opened fine, so... I kind of worry too much about it. I should probably post it on my Facebook, though. I'm hearing voices. I can see the guys who are talking, but they're not, the voices aren't coming from the direction I'm hearing, which is weird as hell. It's like they're echoing off a tree to the right of me, not straight ahead of me. Probably because there's a sign between us. Anyway. So here we are. We've gotten through all of the workmen. I don't know how much of their profanity you might have picked up, but... Sailgar. And here I am, at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.